views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey, True Believers, it's David Hickney back again for more Freak of the Week. And this week, this episode is the one we've all been waiting for. We're here to talk about aliens. That's right, the invaders. The ones coming in and messing with us. You know it. We're here to talk about aliens. We have a great guest here to talk about it. Could you maybe introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely, David. Thank you for having me on. My name is Lane Mills. I've been a government employee, agent, you could say, for the last 35 years. You know, my actual role, mostly classified, but dealt, you know, mostly with unwelcome guests, if you.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Follow my meaning, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so, yeah, just, you know, trying to keep our borders safe.
So you've had interactions with aliens,
though? Oh, many times. Thousands.
Would you describe them as hideous?
Well, I mean, no more than I'd call anyone on this side of the border, you know, hideous. I mean, occasionally, I mean, you're always going to find ugly people.
Okay. Do you think that we have an issue with aliens that the government is keeping from us?
I mean, I think it's all pretty front and center. Not much about that that you know that I don't know. I mean, obviously, I deal with it on a more day-to-day basis.
Well, like New Mexico, you know, all the things that have happened in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, I mean, get... tons of sightings around there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Aliens all over the place, right?
Well, sure. You can't get all of them. I mean, some of them just...
Are you taking in aliens? Are you taking your
Well, I mean, I wouldn't
them?
Say that we... I mean, we detain them and then send them back on their merry way.
You let them go afterwards?
Well, what would you have us do?
Dissect them?
What kind of sick freak are you, sir?
How are we supposed to understand aliens and their cultures if we don't dissect them and learn about them?
I mean, we have cadavers for that kind of thing, don't you know?
Alien cadavers, yes.
I mean, cadavers of every walk of life.
So there are alien cadavers.
I mean, when you were in school, did you not, you know, dissect frogs or, you know, the occasional, you know, pig or something like that?
Well, sure, but those are commonplace. We're talking about aliens.
Well... beings are pretty, you know, humanoid or human beings or whatever, you know, they're pretty commonplace as well, don't you think? I mean, medical schools dissect people all the time.
Right, but the idea that there are aliens that have been dissected, there are corpses of aliens is what you're saying.
I mean, they don't all survive their trip here. You know, how they get here, it's not necessarily safe. Sometimes things just go awry and they don't survive.
Warp issues.
I don't follow. I mean, are they...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That must be classified.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I don't know if that's the politically correct term. I mean, not all of them are totally normal, I suppose.
Right, you get some weird ones.
Well, sure.
Because you're not always going to get humanoid aliens.
I mean, you haven't seen my nephew, Jed. I mean...
Your nephew's an alien?
I think so. Because, I mean, you'd think. He's just a weird one.
Okay. Now, your experience, have you met living aliens as well? As you know?
Well, of course.
Okay. What are they like?
Well, they don't always, you know, speak our language.
Of course.
They try and learn.
They do.
Oh, sure.
That's interesting.
Well, you know, you want to become a productive member of any society.
They're trying to matriculate.
Well, you need to assimilate.
Yeah.
You know, they go through a normal rigorous testing of, you know, we have our, you know, citizenship mm-hmm. hoops that everybody got to jump through.
Wait, there are aliens becoming citizens of the United States of
America. Well, we're a melting pot here, sir. I mean, you know how it goes. We're the land of opportunity. It says so at Ellis Island.
Next, you're going to tell me that there are aliens having babies with people.
Well, I mean, whether they're having them with people or other aliens, I mean, doesn't really matter.
I think there's a difference there.
I mean, I feel like we're getting onto a different kind of topic here, sir. I mean, are we talking about,
I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to talk yet.
Oh, for God's sake.
Are either of you, namely you, Mr. Hinckney, are you trying to imply that aliens are not people?
No, they're aliens.
Okay, so just because they didn't grow up the same way you did, that they're not people?
They didn't grow up on the same planet as I did.
Does that matter?
Well, what do you mean by planet? I mean,
we all kind of tend to live
in our own separate worlds.
Exactly. Like, I live on Earth. Aliens live on Venus.
Well, I'm not so sure that you do live on Earth, sir. I mean, you sound like you're in your own parallel universe that I'm not aware of.
I think you might be reading too many self-help books. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
No, women are from Earth. Men are from Earth. Aliens are from other planets.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, I do think we have a caller.
The little red light thingies going off a lot.
Yes, it's blinking.
I can understand why.
Caller, hey, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, hi, David. This is Chuck from El Paso.
Hi, Chuck from El Paso.
Listen, I just want to tell you that this government agent you're talking to is a lying son of a bitch.
Oh, well, you got some nerve there, sir.
Yeah. Well, I would normally agree with you about government agents, but he is taking some time to open up about aliens when no one else is.
Well, that's a very rude thing to say about his mother, by the way.
Well, listen, I'm here to tell you that these aliens they're all over the damn place. I see them running through my fields in the middle of the night.
You do?
Yeah, I've seen the government grab them and shove them into vans.
Ah...
And I'll be honest, one night I was lucky enough to shoot one of the sons of bitches. I clipped him in the leg or whatever.
What?
Sir, you ought to be arrested. I mean...
What?
Now listen, you mean that was my right? It was trespassing. All right? Now...
Oh, so you did not hire these men to work in your field?
I'm not going to lie. If I saw an alien, I would probably shoot it as well.
Thank you, David.
Well,
I appreciate you backing me up.
We've already established the kind of person you are here, Mr. Hinckney.
Now, I don't understand why I'm being under attack for this.
I clipped it in the leg. It was in perfect working order. And the next morning, I tried to communicate with it. I tried to get it to work for me in my fields.
Wait, you were trying to enslave the alien?
Well, it was...
Wait, let me get this straight. You shot it in the leg, but it was still in perfectly working condition?
Well, it's probably got 7 or 8 of those, so it's probably okay.
7 or 8... Well, it was in good working order is what I mean. I tried to get it working in my field.
Have you ever been shot in the leg, sir?
I have once by my ex-wife, Dolores. And
that sounds awful.
And did you then go and work in your field? You know, actually, you know, not on a tractor or something like that where you can ride it, but actually go out and do manual labor. Could you do that with your one leg?
No, I had to beat the bitch with my crutch.
Let's not use the word bitch, because I know certain people in the studio are going to be upset by that word.
Are there aliens in your studio, then?
No.
All right, well, look, I tried
just
to get...
people with an IQ above 75.
All right, is that some kind of insult? Look, I tried to get it to work in my fields. I thought that's what it wanted to do, was to work, right?
You should have killed it. It could take over.
Well, if you wanted it to work in your field so bad, why the hell did you shoot it in the first place?
It was trespassing.
It will tell the others to come here, and they will take over.
I mean, not for nothing. If I'm just passing through your field and you shoot me in the leg, I'm sure as hell not going to want to work in your field.
Well, you shouldn't be trespassing then. That's a castle doctrine. Now, look, to your point, David, now, after it refused to work, there's some kind of language barrier. It turned the hoe on me, and unfortunately, I had to put it down.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, personally, I'm not sure by the way you speak if by hoe you actually meant garden equipment.
Well, yes, of course. It's got to do work in my field. Of course, I gave it some gardening equipment.
Now, did it have opposable thumbs?
It had five fingers. I mean, like nine by the time I was done with it, but...
But the thumbs were opposable...
It did, and afterwards, I'll admit, I did search it, and I found some kind of strange metal currency I wasn't familiar with. It wasn't like anything we have around here.
Okay.
And I didn't find it useful at all.
How did it have the currency on it? Did it have clothes?
It did. It had clothes that were similar to ours, but not quite.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, I imagine they have currency where they come from. So
that's it.
How
would you know if alien societies have the same structure as ours, including currency or a free market?
I'd like to think I have a little bit more insight, having been in the field for over 30 years.
Well, sir, you haven't been in my field, and you didn't have to deal
with... Well, if you're as big a menace as you sound like, I probably have.
Hey, I tried to give this... I tried to give it a job. All right.
After you shot it in the leg.
Well, it was trespassing on my property. That is my right by the Constitution of these United States, sir. Now, unfortunately, like I said, I did have to, you know, bury it in the yard. And it's serving some kind of purpose as fertilizer. So, but, I mean...
Are you sure that was a good idea? You don't know what kind of molecules and compounds are within its body.
Well, I'm fairly certain it's going to give us some methane that we're going to use to help trace where that body is
Did you learn that from the autopsies that you've done on aliens, is that they have methane in their bodies?
Yes, in fact, dead bodies do give off methane gas.
I wouldn't be surprised if it gave off some kind of weird gas. David, this thing had a weird skin color. It wasn't like mine.
Oh, what color was it?
Well, it was kind of... It was similar to ours, not quite. It was darker. A lot darker. It was scary. Okay.
Thank you so much for your call. We're gonna move on.
I got to say, as a native of Texas, I'm very seriously distressed by this man.
Why? Because he tried to actually have it work for him when he should have killed it right out?
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly going with the positive reinforcement by shooting it in the leg first.
We have to be aware of aliens. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, sir, if you saw anything that you were perhaps unfamiliar with, would you just go ahead and shoot it first?
If it was an alien, yes. Yes, I would. And with that, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsor.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.
Get 10% off of your order when you use promo code DVMPE at collarandelbowbrand.com.
Welcome back, True Believers. It's David Hickney, Freak of the Week, and we are talking about aliens. With us is Lane Mills, a government agent, talking about aliens.
Yes, and... I must say that we're off to a very troubling start.
Why so?
Well, we already have one American citizen admitting to imprisonment and then murder of another.
Is it murder when it's an alien?
It's murder. No matter if just because you're not an American citizen does not mean that you are less than. You may not have the same rights attributed, but you have the right to live, sir.
But we're, like, if I shot a coyote in my backyard, is that murder?
I mean, in a certain sense, I suppose it is.
Meat is murder.
Oh, for God's sake. You ate that pizza last week with pepperoni on it.
I grew up in a rural area, so I don't necessarily believe that, but I just felt like I would give the voice to millions of people.
Oh, sure you would. Sure you would.
You are not helping my argument, miss.
I'm not here to help your argument. I'm literally here to
rebut it. Come to think of it,
I did not speak during the third segment.
I did not even believe that I was here for an argument, per se. I was here to, you know...
Talk about aliens.
Right, my vast experience in the Department of Immigration.
The Department of Immigration?
Yes. All things, you know, people who come into our country... What? Who are not American
citizens.
The
Department of Immigration takes care of aliens. Not the CIA, not the Air Force, not...
Well, the ones that come into America, yes, we do.
So Area 51 was the immigration?
Is Area 51 not in America, sir?
Roswell, New Mexico was...
Is a city in a state in the United States of America.
You heard it first here, true believers. We were wrong. It's immigration that takes care of aliens, not the CIA. Make sure you know that. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead and give us your name and where you're from.
Yes, hello. My name is Brian Harper. I am a scientist. And okay. I did work at Area 51.
What?
Yes. I no longer work there. I was let go. And, I'm calling your show to... get a few things off my chest.
So you have worked in Area 51.
I have.
As a scientist.
I am.
Did you see aliens?
Every day.
Living, dead, which kind?
Living aliens.
Living aliens.
In the flesh.
No dead aliens.
I personally did not see any dead aliens, no.
What were they like?
They were nice, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I used to see them every day on the way into the office.
Okay. Yeah. Did they try to probe you or do anything weird to you?
No probing or anything like that. We would converse as best we could. Obviously, there was a language barrier, but we did share pleasantries as we could in our own...
They spoke English?
No, they definitely did not speak English. Okay. It was more of a... when you maybe meet somebody who doesn't speak your language, you sort of, a lot of gesticulating and things of that nature.
How did they gesticulate?
With their hands.
They had hands?
They absolutely did.
With opposable thumbs?
As far as I could tell, yes. One very nice one, actually brought me fruit. It was like oranges. It was very, very nice.
Brought you oranges?
Yes, it was. I'm sure it was a gesture. Of their people, mm-hmm. And it was very, very kind, and the oranges were very tasty, and I've eaten all of them, and I'm quite sad, and quite frankly, that the rest of the world, or at least the rest of the people in this country, seem to have such a hard time accepting, aliens' existence.
Don't you think there's a justifiable fear that they may take over the world?
I don't think that is physically possible, no.
Why do you think it's not physically possible?
Well, while they do seem to range in large numbers, I don't think that their numbers are enough to overtake the population, at least in this country.
What if more showed up then? Like, these ones bring more in, and they just take over.
Again, I don't see the connection between them coming in to our area and taking over. I don't understand what you mean.
What's the best way to stop them?
Pretty much doing that right now.
How?
Just the way things are socially. We should probably change the way we behave socially. That might change things, and then they could probably come here freer.
You want more aliens to come here?
Well, the way that they come now is very treacherous, and it's not very safe. And
I honestly don't care if it's treacherous for them. I mean,
Well, I don't want aliens. You should. You don't want a bunch of dead aliens on your conscience.
David, can I ask this man a question?
Of course.
Sir, you seem like a perfectly reasonable man.
That's because I am.
Well, that's very good. You said that you no longer worked at Area 51.
I do not.
What happened there?
I'd rather not discuss that on this show.
I'd like to know.
Is that classified?
It's not so much classified as it is just embarrassing.
Oh, no, I really want to know.
I hate, as much as I'm loath to agree with this man, I must say, I am intrigued.
Well, I mean,
you did call in, sir.
I gave you my name. I don't feel that it's a good one.
Brian Harper.
Yes, thank you for repeating it for the audience. All right, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
I molested an extraterrestrial that we had in Area 51.
You molested an alien.
An extraterrestrial.
An extraterrestrial.
That's correct.
I mean, an unwanted sexual advance.
That's exactly
right. On an alien.
On an extraterrestrial.
On an extraterrestrial.
Because I worked in Area 51.
Right. What, do you know which planet it was from?
No, I don't think that was ever established.
Did that not make a difference to you, at least? Or is it just because it was exotic?
Look, I thought we were talking about aliens here.
We are.
I think we are.
Listen, I have to go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for your call.
Try not to molest any more aliens on your way home or whatever you're doing.
I just don't understand why you didn't know which planet it was from. You would think you would know.
Of all the things with that line of questioning, the fact that you're so hung up on that is the thing that really troubles me.
I don't understand why you're so disgusted by me.
I wouldn't say I'm disgusted. I find you just to be very narrow-minded.
Fine. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead and give us your name and where you're from.
Hello, my name is Claudette.
Hi, Claudette.
He's a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Ah, true believer. Good to hear from you.
I'm concerned about some of the things that I've heard on your show.
Okay.
Particularly that there are aliens that are being murdered in fields out here. As an alien myself,
You're an alien?
Yes, as an alien myself, it's concerning.
You just sound like a person.
Yes, I am a person.
I agree with you, Claudette. It is very troubling.
Wait. Are you a person or are you an alien? Because they're not the same thing.
You'll have to excuse him. I think he was dropped on his head a thousand times as a child.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Crazy man? Is that?
I think that's fairly apparent.
I am not crazy. I am here to talk about aliens.
Yes, that is what we are talking about.
So which planet are you from, then?
Quebec.
But that's in Canada.
That is where I am from.
But are you from, like, Mars, Venus, Mercury, a planet outside of the solar system?
I do not understand. I am from Quebec, and I am an alien, and... I'm concerned because there was a man who was talking about murder.
You're an immigrant.
Yes.
I must admit, this Quebec is outside of my jurisdiction.
But you're a human being who's an immigrant. No, we're talking about...
I am an alien. I am an alien.
We're talking about aliens from outer space.
Wait, we are?
Yes. What did you think we were talking about?
Well, I'm from the Department of Immigration, sir.
Which you told me handles aliens.
Yes. Anyone who comes in across the border into our country is considered an alien. And, you know, sometimes I have to escort those people back across the border from which they came.
But this show is supposed to be about aliens from space.
Listen, you called me, sir.
It just says alien on the website. That's what it says. And then that gentleman from the south, he says something about...
Oh, my God. Was he talking about people?
Yes. do you not understand why I was so appalled by the fact that he murdered a person in cold blood?
I thought he murdered an alien.
Aliens are people too.
Not people aliens.
We are all just trying to find our happiness.
Space aliens like Marvin the Martian and things like that.
Oh, those things don't exist.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsor.
Will Shiflett was a professional wrestling fan. And as everyone knows, nothing productive has ever come of that. Perhaps having never gotten over his mother's death, as he sought an alternate reality where he believed that he himself was the Macho Man Randy Savage.
I saw a lady psychiatrist. She said I was an OCD. One cool dude.
These are the last days of Macho Man Will Shiflett.
I'll talk to you in another lifetime, but not this one. Oh, yeah.
Coming to the DVM Production Empire, October 18th.
All right, true believers, we're back talking about aliens, I guess. I mean, we have somebody here who's an expert, supposed to be an expert, but they're talking about immigration and not actual aliens.
Which is what I'm an expert on.
Yeah, but you just told me you were an expert on aliens, so I thought that you were an expert on aliens.
Well, no one asked you to call me.
You had your profile out there, my proxy found it on dark web Facebook.
I think your proxy needs to learn the terminology a little bit better.
Oh, well, he's kind of a putz. We also have with us our never-ending counterpoint.
Elizabeth Marin.
Yes, Elizabeth Molin.
I literally just said it. And you still mispronounced it.
That's because everything that comes out of your mouth is just wah, wah, wah,
and
wah.
And yet you keep having me back. What do you suppose that is?
Because we need to have a counterpoint.
You have
to
lend some credibility to this ridiculous show.
Oh, I think the show is plenty credible. Thank you very much. We're talking about aliens. We have a caller on the line.
Fantastic.
Hopefully Elizabeth doesn't ruin it for us.
Caller, I never ruin it.
What's your name and where are you from?
Dude, Shabek.
What was that? Lou Schaubeck?
Lou Schaubeck.
Hi, Lou.
Lou Schaubeck.
I feel like I'm watching Twin Peaks right now. She's speaking backwards.
Her name is Lou.
What's your name, son?
I'm sorry, what?
My name is Lou Schaubeck.
Lou Schaubeck.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I'm getting it.
I hope so. You write that down, mister.
So what do you have to talk about, Lou?
I am calling you from a bunker. I heard you on my ham radio. I happened to catch your feed. I've cut all my feeds.
Good.
Because I know that internet is a dangerous thing.
It really is, and I've told you that already, true believers. Stay off of the internet.
Yes.
The internet is an excellent way to learn about other people and cultures and their ways of life.
It's an excellent
way. And occasionally
for
your proxy, you'll get the wrong information about your expert for your show.
It's a way for them to invade. I'm in my bunker. I am fully stocked for the apocalypse is coming.
Good for you.
Because every time I called anybody on that Wi-Fi, let me tell you, I didn't understand a word they were saying. I had to cut that shit off.
That's good. So do you have anything to talk about with aliens?
Yeah, that's why I had to cut that shit off. I don't know what they're saying.
So you were hearing the aliens on your Wi-Fi?
Yes, they do not speak my language.
Okay. Do you know which planet they're from?
I don't know. I don't judge. I know what's right, and I know that there's a plan for me, and it's to be in this bunker so that when the time comes, I will be there and ready with my brothers and sisters.
Right.
We are ready. We are prepared.
For what exactly?
For everything that is supposed to be to be.
The time
will come, Elizabeth. Yes, Elizabeth.
Now, we're on your radio.
I picked up your frequency.
You said that you heard aliens on the radio.
I did, and on my phone and on the internet,
I didn't know what they were saying.
Now, was there any, like, you know, guitars or anything accompanying these alien voices?
Guitars.
You know, sometimes I had to wait and there were some guitars in between. I didn't know what that shit was.
Why would there be guitars? Aliens wouldn't have invented guitars.
What station were you listening to, per se?
I wasn't listening to station. I was making a phone call and then there was music and then there were voices that I did not understand and I knew I had to cut it off.
Was there at any point a voice asking you, like, for English, please press 1?
That's a very personal question.
Wait a minute. Were you just on hold, and there was a Spanish part?
I don't speak Spanish. They were speaking some language I did not understand.
Which would include Spanish, I suppose.
Are these aliens from outer space or aliens from another country?
I don't know where they come from, but we are ready. We are in the bunker. We are stocked. We can survive here for 44 years.
I understand that, but we're supposed to be talking about extraterrestrials.
I believe that this is a very worthy cause, and I picked up your feet, and I thought it was a sign. I said, hallelujah! I'm calling in. On my ham radio.
You know what?
Handle Lulu lives.
You and your ham radio. You know what? I'm just, whatever. I found the bottle of wine from the chick with the hibiscus wine.
Is that Elizabeth?
You and your radio should maybe just stick to your bunker.
Elizabeth, we have a place for you.
All of this insanity is just, I don't think that I can do. I tried to help.
Okay.
And it's just insanity. No one has a clue as to
we've
what
gone off
the
reservation a little bit here, Elizabeth.
Now we're talking about reservations.
I can understand what Elizabeth is saying. We got more than a share for her.
Travesty,
they are. I completely agree with
you.
They
are beautiful,
also
indigenous
outside of my
people,
jurisdiction.
And their culture needs
I
to
agree
be
with you.
Appreciated.
Hey, Elizabeth,
and
I am
I'm pretty sure
with you.
That these curtains that I'm looking at in your weird little studio are culturally appropriated. I'm just saying.
Look,
and that's not okay.
I'm agreeing with you that Native that's what I'm trying to tell you, you drunk fuck.
There's a place for you in our bunker, Elizabeth.
I wouldn't have to drink if I didn't have to come on this fucking show every week.
Holy wine.
Because you're all insane, and I can't help myself. I'm a helper. I'm a pusher. I need to help people educate themselves.
All right, we're going to take another caller. Thank you so much, Lou. Appreciate any true believer calling in, even if they were just on hold.
Note to self, put in an order for a bunker bombing.
What was that?
Nothing.
Fuck. All right, we have another caller on the line. Caller, go ahead and give us your name and where you're from.
Hello, David. Listen, I just want to tell you, I've been listening to your show.
Holy fucking shit.
Hello. I've been listening to your show so long, okay? It's a great show, and I listen to it every week, and I want you to know that I totally love your show, okay?
I don't even know what to say right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we all know who this is.
Yes, my name is John Miller, okay?
Alright, John Miller.
John Miller.
You're like
sure.
The worst alien of them all because you're totally not from this planet.
Alright, so John Miller.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about aliens since you think you know something about them?
Well, look, okay, I think we should call them what we know they are, okay? They're Mexicans, okay?
We're talking about aliens from outer space.
And so am I, David. Let me tell you, I don't think they are from the planet Earth. Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Was your name David Miller or some stupid shit?
My name is John Miller.
Miller.
It's
whatever.
A totally American name.
What?
It's a great
planet
name. It's a fantastic
name. Okay, so
that's
first
a good
of all,
question.
The name Miller is actually of Great Britain descent. I'm an anthropologist. I know this shit. The name
you
John.
Sound like you've been drinking a large.
I have been drinking a very a lot because
I'm on this show.
Probably
shouldn't be talking on the radio right now.
Preach on,
okay.
Sister.
You sound like a fucking catfish, which is what we talked about in the last episode. Like, I think that your lips are probably so silicone injected, And I think that you might be radioactive. Either that or you eat too many fucking carrots. Cause your ass is orange.
Wait.
Oh. David, I think it's totally clear that Elizabeth has completely flipped her mind. Okay.
My
question probably
is,
consider replacing her fire.
I haven't flipped my
she
mind.
She probably
I
doesn't need to be on the program anymore.
I flipped my conservative filter off and don't care what I say anymore. Isn't your wife an illegal alien? Like, isn't that a thing?
We're supposed to be talking about aliens from outer space.
No one is talking about aliens.
That's totally what I want to talk about, David.
About aliens from outer space the whole time.
I want to talk about aliens from outer space, David. I want to talk about them. I want to shine
lights on them. I feel like that one guy was molesting one, but we didn't really get much of information on that.
That's true.
That was very weird.
I'm pretty sure once Melania turns 50, you're going to marry a fucking Martian.
I have no idea what you're referring to. My name is John Miller. Okay.
I'm going
to
bite my tongue.
I'm not
man who pays my
married to a woman named Melania who I met online. I am not the president. Okay.
Mr. Miller, can I
you're
ask you
right,
a question?
You're right. You are not my fucking president. I'm just saying.
Can I ask you a question? If
Please
you don't
do.
Like Mexicans so much, you think they're from outer space.
They're totally from the planet Mexico.
Why do you enjoy taco salads?
Taco salads are actually not indigenous to Mexico.
You're kind of ruining the point.
I'm trying to be a
I feel like she ruins everything,
apology,
David,
which is what I am.
I think your show would have tremendous ratings if you got rid of Elizabeth and you had me on your show every week.
I think that would be horrible.
I think your ratings would be fantastic.
This is one of the few things you and I agree on, sir. I'm just saying.
I can't have somebody that represents the establishment.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a totally normal guy.
You did ask me, a government official, to be
But
on
I thought
your
you were
show.
Breaking protocol by coming on here, which is badass as fuck. But apparently you just want to talk about immigration.
Well, you see, I was really just playing the odds that no one listens to the show. But apparently
wow.
The leader of the free world does, so...
I don't know what you're talking about. My name is John Miller, okay?
Yeah, you spend your time on Twitter. On the toilet.
I love Twitter, okay?
Yeah.
I use it all of the time. It's great.
I can literally hear his hands gesticulating right now.
I'm just saying. My proxy always comes back and tells me about John Miller's tweets.
We need to make Earth great again. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, way to ruin aliens for me. Thank you so much, John Miller. Oh, God. Any closing statements from our two experts?
Again, just because a person is from another country does not mean that you just get the right to automatically shoot them if they enter into your backyard.
And now that I know that it was a person, I agree with that.
I completely agree with what you're saying.
If I knew exactly where this gentleman was, needless to say, agents would already be at his residence, taking him into custody and retrieving the body of said illegal.
That would be good. Elizabeth, any closing comments?
I don't even know what to tell you. I keep coming on this show, even though, like, I am way too smart for this. But my publisher says that I should have radio time. So I keep coming on because I genuinely want to help educate the public. So I think I'm just gonna, you know, do the Sente Bong water and the wine. And that's how I'm gonna get through the rest of the show. But illegal aliens are fucking people too. And you should be nice to them. Because they contribute to society.
And there you have it. Don't judge other people. Judge aliens from outer space. But that's all you should judge. For Lane Mills and Elizabeth.
There is no anthropologic evidence that there are aliens from outer space.
They're out there. The truth is out there.
Okay, David Duchovny.
For Lane Mills and Elizabeth Marshrello.
Marin, God! Marin.
I'm David Hickney signing off. The Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Who would have thunk that? What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Lindsay Chmielarski, Paul Hinnick, Elizabeth Grahulik, Jeff Manning, Dave Musto, and David Vox Mullen are, but we're going to have words. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. I'm going to have to talk to them. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.